Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Come on, hit it, take your chances, hang it out, hit it, hit it, hit it hard.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing great, man. Where are you today? What state? What city?
I am in Nashville.
Nashville. Okay. You making an appearance there? You checking on your bar and restaurant? What's the scoop?
Kind of both. We celebrated our 1-year anniversary last Thursday. Then I had an outing in Atlantic City, and I did a good boy thing all day yesterday, and then I've got a little thing I got to do Thursday for Hard Rock. So,
well,
yeah.
I hope Good Boy is matter of fact, I was doing an interview the other day with a station out of Montgomery. They were there the day you were at the SEC Media Days, which there's still a buzz about you walking around that day and taking your smoke breaks and all that. But they were talking about your Good Boys. I don't know what kind of percentage you get or what they pay you, but they should be paying you plenty because you're doing a good job of hustling for them for sure.
Nah, it's doing great. Yeah, I'm excited. You know, these new golf packs, they're hitting everywhere. Golf courses, I mean, everywhere. It's got four new flavors that are just amazing.
I know you do your best try to keep up with all things Razorbacks. And, of course, I've been, you know, trying. I went and watched the first day of practice. I'm going to try to get up there another day this week and watch them. And a lot of new names, a lot of new faces. You got, you know, 9 receivers trying to – I think you got 2 or 3 that are probably going to be your starters. And same thing, DBs. You got 25 DBs. And – so it's sort of weird because a lot of these guys are first-year guys. They've got 41 transfers in, I think, and 21 freshmen. See, this happened in a lot of colleges. So today, John, we just sort of getting off with Billy Ray Smith passing the other day. We sort of gotten off on this topic of who was your first idol, first Razorback player that you really sort of, you know, enjoyed watching and that you remember as a youngster. And so we go to you, John Daly. What's the first couple players that you remember as a young man when you were in Arkansas?
You know, remember Scott Bull?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's well-known. Yeah, Scott Bull's a very famous Razorback.
Brad Taylor.
Yeah, right down the road from you, not too far from you.
Yeah. When I was young, you know, of course, you know, Danny Nutt. I mean,
Yeah, he did.
Of course, Billy Ray. You guys, when I went to school.
Yeah.
Jericho yeah. with Snake.
You bet. Yeah.
You know, we got quite a few. I mean, yeah, just kind of the ones when I was a kid that I got to meet. I was real little.
You know what's great? John, is the Brad Taylor story, which I've told Roger plenty of times. And so I'm up there. I'm a freshman. I'm not from Arkansas, so I don't know any of the stories of the history of Razorback football. But I've read where we've got 3 quarterbacks. 2 of them are legacy guys. One of them is Mark Calcagni, the brother of the famous, who we've been, you know, a lot of guys, Ron Calcagni was their idol growing up. And then you had Lance, oh my gosh, you went blank on his last name, a quarterback that played back in the 40s or 50s that was a legendary guy that was probably the first or second pick in the NFL draft. So those were 2. And then there was a guy named Brad Taylor from a small place called Danville. Nobody knew who he was, and I think they put him at safety at first. And I don't think he was doing a whole lot. This was, again, 1981, and I was a freshman. And all of a sudden, something happened where they put him back at quarterback for I think, scout team. And I think it didn't take long for the word to get back to where, hey, we're moving Brad Taylor to offense. And, you know, he ends up, you know, he had a rocket of an arm. What a big guy. But, man, what a gun he had. And so, boom, before you know it, Brad Taylor is the starting quarterback ahead of Tom Jones. You know, his freshman year, and it was a great story about how he and I love Mark Calcagni and the other young man, but it was the kid that nobody really knew much about from a small little town called Danville that was a starting quarterback for the Razorbacks. I mean, that had to be big in Danville and Dardanelle and that whole area when you had a kid that was from that small of a school start for the Razorbacks.
Yeah, he's Danville. I guess they're – wait, what are Danville's I think they're Little John.
They are the Little Johns, right? Yeah, they are the Little Johns.
Yeah, they're Sandlers. But, I mean, people I know pretty much probably know because they've probably seen the show. But, you know, Jerry Jones. And,
yeah.
You know, Jimmy Johnson, they won the 64 National Championship. That team was pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah, we have some of our listeners who were in their 80s that said their favorite players were Lance Allworth and – I mean, I'm just telling. I love the fact that you can be 80 or 70 or 60 or 50. And I know another one was example. One of our listeners somewhere just sent me a message and said, "Remember Gerald Jones? He was a defensive lineman during my year. He's from Cabot. He said he went to War Memorial for the spring game, and Gerald Jones picked him up. He was a little kid, put him on his shoulder, and walked him around to get autographs from the other players. He'll never forget that. He'll never forget those kind of things. Or I didn't do it, but you know, walking off the field." You know, some guys would throw their pads to kids or throw, you know, whatever they tape job they would have. And, you know, it's just you forget that those things happen. And of course, we hadn't had as much success, John, so it's tough. And nowadays, the players aren't there for 4 or 5 years. You know, you got to know who the players were back in the day. Now you get them for 1 or 2 years. Some of them, you know, like Quincy Rose Jr., you've had for 4 years now, but it's not quite the same. And so that's why you value, you know, Roger made the point. One of them, I think recently one of them had said what an honor it was to play in Arkansas. But most of those guys who come here aren't really coming because it's Arkansas. They're coming because it's a good situation. They can make more money. They see a better chance to play. So it's just not like it used to be. So we're enjoying sort of going through and reminiscing about the Tony Buas of the world and Dickie Morton and Cal Cagney and – you can be 60 years old and still just get butterflies thinking of your favorite. But, you know, Roger, when he's around Ron Calcagni, he still sort of gets starry-eyed. And yep, Gary, sure, you remember Gary Anderson?
And Scanlon, too.
Gary Anderson, Billy Ray Smith. Yeah, just a lot of great ones.
And you, too, Matt. And you, too, Daly.
I get a few that mention old 53, sure. John. Not a lot, but a few.
Well, we haven't really been – great, except, you know, when Bobby Petrino came, you know, we had, you know, McFadden, Felix Jones, I mean, Mallett. I mean, yeah, we, you know, it seems like the Razorback fans remember teams even that didn't have good years.
Yeah.
We remember and respect our players because they were loyal. There's no loyalty anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's just it's, yeah. Not much.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's not about that. You know, I was telling Roger, I used to work out, and I would specifically think in my mind when I was getting tired, I'm playing for that kid who's going to come up from, you know, from East Arkansas that's never seen a Razorback game, and, you know, I'm going to put on a show for him. And, you know, that was my mindset then, that I'm playing for the state of Arkansas. That's who I represent. And you just don't have that anymore. You got some of them. I think you've got, but it's so much about money and about transfer portal that you just don't have that that mindset anymore, which is okay. I mean, life can't stay the same. By the way, Lance McCann, it was Lamar McCann who was like the second overall pick of the NFL draft back in the 50s. But anyway, Brad Taylor beat him out both. And guys like you mentioned, Tony Chirico, you know, he had a snake, you know, had the anaconda in his room. And so those are just great stories. Steve Court, the strongest guy in college football. He's bench pressing 600 pounds. And, of course, you know, back then steroids were, you know, were everywhere. And
what?
Nobody asked, you know, much about it. Then Donnie Sinners, James Shebass. You know, James Shebass, I don't know, John, you were just a freshman then. But in 84, I'm telling you, James Shebass and Brad Taylor could not only light it up on the field, but on Dixon Street they could also light it up. My deal, John, my deal is this. If you guys go out and party on Thursday night, I have no problem with it. As long as Saturday, you can play ball, and they all could play ball. And of course, Shebass is still coaching. Shebass is still in the coaching game after all these years. Shebass wasn't the fastest guy, but, man, Shebass would not drop anything.
Right.
Yeah, he would not drop anything. So just a lot of great memories, a lot of great kickers. You know, you're no kicker. Ishor Donis, Steve Little, who am I leaving out?
Yeah.
Steve Cox,
and Hocker,
Bruce Leahy, and Kendall Traynor.
Say it.
I mean, we had so many darn All-American kickers.
Those were weapons as well. That was a look at it. Let's go ahead and get a kick. Let's get three and get out of here. It was automatic.
Look at Cam Little. Longest field goal in the NFL.
Now I will say I will say this. We did have a couple listeners said my kid, who's probably 7 or 8 years old, his favorite player is Cam Little. Sure. Cam Little's probably had the most successful pro in the last few years. You had Trey Flowers, who won some Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But as far as
Ragnow had a little success.
He did. Yeah, but as far as guys like right now, the best guy in the pro. Of course, you got Hunter Henry.
For sure.
Yeah. I think Hunter was one of those Arkansas guys that, that went to Arkansas because it was Arkansas. So, and it was there before NIL and that kind of deal. So, of course, you know, what they're trying to do is find. The only thing that's a little worrisome, John, is that you don't have. You got still two quarterbacks. You know, who's going to be the starting quarterback? Even though it's going to be KJ Jackson, I'm just going to tell you right now, he's going to be the starter. And then you're trying to find some guys who will separate themselves at receiver. You got some good running backs. You got a bunch of DBs. Who's going to be the DBs? And so I do like, John, I do like the way this guy's coaching. It's great to see Houston Nutt back on campus yesterday. I think it was the first time he's been back on campus on that football field since he coached. And I'm sure there was a lot of bad blood because of Ole Miss and all that kind of stuff. But it's glad to see that's over with because Houston did give us a lot of really great memories and great teams and great players. Of course, McFadden's probably one of the most favorites of all these kids of the last 25 years. But it's good to see Houston on campus yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, he built that stadium up.
Yeah, he did.
Some of the seasons he had.
He did.
I mean, he really did.
Yeah, matter of fact.
I think he might have been our longest tenure as a coach.
Might be right.
Since Broyles.
Might be right. I don't know. Look that up, Christian, and see. I know that Hatfield was there from 84 to 90, so that would only be 6 years. Holtz was only there 77 to 83, so 6 or 7. So you might be right. It might be Houston Nutt. Might be the longest tenured after Frank Broyles. And but anyway, it was good to see him back. You know, that's what you want to have. You want to have your old coach is being able to come back in. Again, I know the Ole Miss story, and that's fine, but it's still good to see him back because he gave a lot to the program, brought in a lot of great Arkansas players. So I do want to say thanks to John's sponsor, Honda of Russellville, the number one Honda power sports dealer in Arkansas and the number three largest in the United States, thanks to Steve and Michelle Pirtle. Really appreciate them. They're the owners. So, all right, John, keep doing your thing, buddy. Keep rocking and rolling. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Love you guys. Go Hogs.
Love you, buddy. Johnny. Go Hogs.